My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are joined right now by Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. He's brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% on installation of Gutter Helmet during their fall sale. This month only, 888-5-HELMET. Jeff, we got a lot to talk about, brother. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, a lot went on yesterday, didn't it?
Sure did. Big weekend ahead, too. Who's going to play quarterback for the Steelers? Another big football game on Saturday. But we'll start with the Steelers, Jeff. Is it as simple, in your opinion, that if Russ Wilson is healthy, he's the guy on Sunday against Denver?
Yeah, let's not overcomplicate this. He was named the starting quarterback. He was brought in as the starting quarterback. He will be the starting quarterback if he is healthy in Denver, not just for the personal revenge reasons that he might have somewhere deep in his soul, but I think they believe he's the best quarterback for the Steelers.
Jeff, how different do you think this offense will look underneath Russell Wilson if he is the starter? Like, will it be night and day difference from what we saw on Sunday with Justin Fields?
Well, it won't be the 3rd and 5, tuck the ball and run like we saw, you know, with Justin Fields. You know, what we would see from Russ is what little we saw in the preseason. He's going to hang in the pocket a little bit more. If he has time, he's going to go through his progressions, and he still throws one of the prettiest deep balls in the league, not just the best on the team. So I think you'd see them take a couple of shots downfield. Not that he won't check it down, but I think that's the main difference. Obviously, the athleticism from Justin, you just don't find hardly anywhere in the NFL. So Russ is more, he has a little mobility to go left and right, but he's going to be more of a pocket guy.
From the most important position on the football field to clearly the second most important position, punter, Jeff, Cameron Johnston. Oh man, you just feel bad for the guy. Two punts, two really good punts, and then he's hurt and lost for the season. Read that Corliss Waitman has been brought in. Is that on a tryout basis from what you understand, Jeff? Is he one of a few guys coming in, or are they going to just give him the job?
No, my understanding, they did a tryout yesterday, and Waitman was the guy. Listen, they had him in camp. I think he punted a couple of games for them, 3 years ago? And when he was in camp, like, he had a strong leg. He's got an interesting background. He was born over in the Netherlands, and he only started punting, like, late in high school. And he punted at South Alabama, and no one really knew much about him. And they really liked him at the time, but they thought they had other options or had a better answer. So I thought it would be Brad Wing. That's who I thought would be back just because of his experience. But they've always liked this guy's leg, and you know, he's going to get an opportunity to really, you know, forward his NFL career.
Jeff, do you think we see Troy Faltano this week?
That's going to be really close. I think that's going to be closer to who's going to be starting at quarterback if Russ is healthy. They love what he can do. I mean, he's a great athlete. Let's see how these first couple of days go. But I think there's a chance that there's a change of tackle.
Do you think Dan Moore would remain in the lineup, Jeff?
I think it still would be the original plan of Broderick going over to the other side and Dan being out of the lineup. But again, let's see how his knee. You know, they didn't have practice yesterday. It just came in and went through some meetings. So, see on Wednesday. That's going to be, let's see how they line up on Wednesday. But I think maybe it wouldn't be that way the first week, but I think you will see very soon Jones and Faltano as the tackles.
You're right there, Jeff.
Yeah.
little testosterone departure there.
Jeff, how
either
about
that or I'm 14 again.
right. Jeff, how about Dante Jackson? I mean, he was flashing on Sunday. I mean, that's looking like, at least after the first game, a pretty damn good acquisition.
Yes, and you know, he's been good all camp. You know, he's built a good relationship with Joey. He's come in, he talks a big game. And you know, he's confident. He believes he's better than what he showed last year. I think he also kind of admitted that, man, it's nice to have T.J. Watt on your team. Quarterbacks will make, as one of the guys said, dumb passes when T.J. Watt's in your face, and it wasn't just him. But, yeah, I you know, game in, he's been solid. And like you said, what we saw in the game was, you know, what you've seen in practice is him playing a pretty good corner.
Jeff, obviously big news yesterday at the University of Pittsburgh, Heather Lyk no longer the AD. A synopsis on her career from you, and then what do you think they're looking for in the next person?
Well, I mean, she did some good things. She brought in Jeff Capel, believed in Capel, and that turned out to be true. Obviously, the volleyball program has flourished. She didn't hire Dan Fisher, but extended him. She had big visions, big dreams. Like every single sport there, but most every sport there, got new digs. Got, you know, they added a floor to the Peterson complex up for baseball, volleyball, soccer. Obviously, they're building Victory Heights, new locker rooms, renovations all the time, the football facility, basketball as well. But, you know, she had some conflicts. Victory Heights cost a lot of money, and they were nowhere near where they wanted to be fundraising. So she did some good things. There were some issues she had with some people. And I think you're always going to have that with athletic directors. There's always going to be some donor that doesn't like you. But there were some of that. And as, you know, Joan Gable said, maybe not the vision they wanted with NIL and having to pay for players coming up next year and how they're going to plan to raise some of that money.
Jeff, what names have you heard of potential candidates, and who does fit that bill? Who does Pitt need to go after to make sure that they are in the modern times and can facilitate the NILs and all the things that college sports bring to the table right now?
Well, here's the thing. It's not like back in the day, like 20 years ago, where you look for somebody that's worked their way up through the college ranks. That is not necessarily what you need. What you need is someone that can bring in money. So that widens your scope of people that may not have experience doing this. And you already hear the names of Lewis Riddick. There is a guy that sits in that studio on Wednesdays that is an intriguing person, and Doug Whaley, because of how
much money. Oh, I thought you meant Fittipaldo.
Him too. Cabali would be another.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you hear those. I think Pat Bostic is one of those guys. Listen, he knows how to work a room. He has great relationships. He loves the university. I saw Darrell Rivas's post about Chris LaSala. I mean, I think those are the type of names you're going to hear initially. Chris King with Robert Morris is a guy who's been around. But it's going to be someone. I think you've gone so many times without a Pitt man or a Pitt woman that you have to look in that direction. Who is somebody that loves the university and that, most importantly, can help you raise money?
Jeff, forgetting the quarterback situation, what do you think is the most pressing question to be asked at today's Tomlin press conference?
I think tackle is an interesting one, just because there's been so much invested in that position. But beyond quarterback, I think, you know, who your starting tackle is going to be. And obviously, there's still little things that they need to work out here or there. But that, to me, would be my second question. Who's that starting? How are those starting tackles going to work out?
Jeff, awesome stuff, man. Covered a lot of ground. We appreciate you coming on. And we'll look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you. Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director. Check out a lot more of Jeff's work at 937thefan.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.